the ride.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to episode 63 of Tales from the Dropbox. Another interesting episode I've got for you today. This is been looking forward to. This is the all-female vocal version, so you're in for a real treat. I haven't done one of these for a while, and I'm pretty excited by this one because I've collected, I think, a bunch of really cool things for you to hear. Hey, we started everything off in that set with the Bomb Pops' new one. That song is called Marry, Fuck, Kill. It's from the record Fear of Missing Out. Came out on Fat Rec on February 10th. What can I say about the Bomb Pops? This is a really good record. They used to be purely pop punk. They've been kicking around for about 10 years. And this is their debut LP. But for a four-piece, this is a pretty weighty record. Some straightforward punk rock on it. And Pauly Van Dam does a great job with the vocals. That was followed up by what can best be described as a supergroup. That was Crystal Fairy. Track was called Crystal Fairy, and it's from the record called Crystal Fairy. Came out on Ipecac Recordings on February 24th. Crystal Fairy is the Melvins, Buzz Osborne, and Dale Crover at the Drive-Ins and Mars Volta's Omar Rodriguez-Lopez. And the singer in that is Terry Genderbender, who's of Le Butcherettes. So really great record. That one's definitely going to be in the Dropbox at some point in the future. I can guarantee that. Hey, coming up next is something a little older and a little newer. And I'll explain that after this set. We're going to start everything off in this set with Pollen RX. The song is called Packaging.
Packaging is everything. He's a story to see.
And there you have the Courtneys out of Vancouver, Canada. And that song was called Virgo. It's from the record The Courtneys 2. Came out on Flying Nun Records on February 17th. As I said, the Courtneys are on New Zealand's Flying Nun label, and they deserve to be there. Obviously, they're one of the few foreign bands signed to that label, but they fit in perfectly with the sound that's going on. Anyway, the Courtneys are crazy, classic, and cute. And I'm not sure why they picked up the Ramones-like names, because they're really Courtney Love, not Love, Love, Sidney Koch, and Jen Twin Payne, and that are spelled completely bizarrely. Anyway, just reading that off the notes here. It's interesting. Before that was Chastity Belt. The song's called Evil. It's from the record No Regrets, which originally came out on August 13th of 2013 on Help Yourself Records. But the real reason I'm playing is because it was reissued on vinyl on February 24th. Those guys are out of Seattle. They play pop punk with really smart lyrics. And that was their debut record. You should pick up Chastity Belt. And that may be Dropbox-worthy as well. Who knew? And then we started everything off in that set with Pollen RX. Song's called Packaging from the record Sunbelt Emptiness from one of my new favorite labels, Austin Town Hall. That came out on January 27th. They were originally a three-piece. They're now a quartet, and they're based in Austin, Texas, hence Austin Town Hall Records. Coming up next is Julia Blake and her band Vow. This song is called Glow.
Will you reach me there? I wanna feel care.
And that kind of reminded me of the Slits. That was Les Kelly's song. It's called Sugar Beet. It's from the record Friends and Lovers, which came out on Fire Records on October 14th of last year. They're an Argentinian post-punk group. They formed in 2005 by Cecilia Kelly. It's a three-piece for this record. They lost their original bassist, Betty. It's their fifth full-length overall. This takes them kind of in a new direction. They're a little more garage influence, psych influences on this. They don't always work, but I thought that song was kind of true to the Les Kelly sound. Before that, we heard Nectar. The song's called Change Your Mind. It's from the Four Songs EP, which came out on Rat King Records on January 23rd. You can find that through their Bandcamp page. Nectar is from Champaign, Illinois. And that's a cassette EP only right now. Apparently, those are going to be four songs that are going to be on their record. Anyway, the singer on that is Camilla Glocky. She's a pretty good voice. Then we started everything off with Vow. The song's called Glow from the record Kind Eyes, which came out on May 27th of last year. That was self-released. There's 200 LPs on black vinyl. And the most interesting thing about that band, of course, is that it's Nick Steinhardt from Touche Amore's side project, and that's their debut LP. Kind of mixes synth rock with indie rock, and pretty good overall. Hey, we're going to revisit a band that I played in the past. Coming up next is The Wind and the Wave, but a little different version of this song from their second LP. This song is called Grand Canyon.
Just keep spinning around.
And that was Orange. The song's called Dose of Heaven from the complete recordings. Came out on November 25th of last year on St. Marie Records. It's a beautiful 2LP. The band, of course, Orange, was a dream pop band from San Francisco, put only out one record in 1994. This compilation collects that record and a couple of extra tracks. It's a beautiful record. Before that, we played Stove. The song's called Blank. It's from the record Is the Meat That Fell Out. And that came out on December 9th of last year on Exploding in Sounds Records. It's also available on their Bandcamp page. It's the second EP from these Brooklyn, New York slacker indie rock project, which started as a solo project of Love singer Steve Harlett, but then added Jordan Blakery, who's the drummer on this project usually, but she took vocals on that song. The video is really weird, so you should kind of Google that, try to find that. It really is a bizarre video. She gets her hair washed in the shower by some guy, and they follow her around outside the house. It's a single-shot video. Anyway, and then we start everything off with The Wind and the Wave. The song's called Grand Canyon. It's from the record Happiness Is Not a Place Acoustics. Came out on Island Records on January 27th. It's an acoustic EP that covers some of the tracks from the second LP, more of an intimate reworking of those songs that from the record that came out in August of last year. So, pretty good. See, everything in the show is pretty good. I bet it was worth it. And as I said here, I'm watching a slow speed chase through Inglewood. Police are following some guy in a van. Coming up next in the final set of the show, I think we'll pick up the pace quite a bit, and I think you'll really love the throwback track. I'll hint at it a little bit. It's a Beatles cover. Anyway, we're going to start everything off with a really enjoyable song. I think you'll find this all pretty cool. This band is called Empty Houses, and the song is called Better of Me.
Little bit of time on my hands. If you wanna work something new,
you have it, my favorite Beatles track. Not done by the Beatles, obviously. That was Susie and the Banshees. The song's called Helter Skelter. It's from their debut LP, The Scream, which came out on November 13th, 1978 on Polydor Records. That album was recorded in 1 week, mixed in three, and it was popular. People forget that Susie and the Banshees, who were around at the, I guess, the birth of punk, and Susie was on the infamous Bill Grundy show, and she was the subject of all that disgusting talk at the beginning. That record peaked at number 12 in the UK chart, and they had a top 10 UK single with Hong Kong Garden, which was not on the original LP, so that's how you can tell if you've got the original record or not. You got to listen to that. That's a masterpiece, and I think probably one of the top 50 records of all time. Before that, we heard Mary Bell, a song called Waste. It's from the Mary Bell LP. They're a feminist punk rock group out of Paris, France. Mary Bell, of course, was an 11-year-old British girl who killed two young boys because she wanted to. She was that band is led by Alice Carlier, and that record came out on Le Collectif Samy. There are 500 records available. Came out on January 3rd of this year. And then we started everything off with kind of a weird twist on Phil Spector Pop. That was Empty Houses. The song's called Better of Me. It's from the record Daydream, which came out more than a year ago, June 10th of 2016. I guess not more than a year ago. June 10th of 2016 on Sergeant House. They're a Detroit three-piece led by members of Fireworks, Adam Mercer and David McKinder, a band I also really like, kind of a pop-punk thing, but they've teamed up with this vocalist, Ali Shay, to produce something pretty awesome. Anyway, we're coming up to the last song of the set. As always, I appreciate you listening. You know where to reach me, you know where to find me, because if you're listening to this, then you found me. So anyway, we're going to finish everything off today with Pie Face Girls out of Raleigh, North Carolina. They are Danny, Tiffany, and Clay. They're a three-piece, obviously. And this is from, was originally a track on the first EP. It's been, I think, remastered and remixed for their debut full length, which comes out on March 17th of this year on Negative Fun Records. Anyway, here you go. Here's the track, Fuck You, I'm Pretty. No, that's really the name of the track, Pie Face Girls. Till next time, peace out.
Too late.
Why you gotta come around? Come around talking, come around saying all that shit. You're imitating it, you're imitating an image that you can't fit. It's all DMing, it's all DMing. If you laughing at their jokes, they say we're crazy, yeah, they say we're crazy, but they hardly know. Fuck you. Ha 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 ha!